Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is the home of the Rock FM Breakfast Show with Graham and Jude. Weekdays from 6.
From the Sky News Centre.
Lopez and On The Floor. This is Rock FM. It's 8 minutes to wait on Wednesday, the 24th of August. A dry start, but then it's going to rain later on. Some of it's going to be really heavy as well, with a high of 16 degrees. So in America, there were hundreds of women have been protesting for their right to share the same rights as men. They took to the streets in their hundreds in many, many different cities in America. They were protesting for the right to legally go bare-chested in public, just like men can. Because why should women be any different to men, is what they're saying. They celebrated National Go Topless Day. Women and men both stripped off for the rallies. They were in 12 different states. They did it in New York. It was organised by a British company called GoTopless.org. Maybe I shouldn't have read out the website. Sorry about that. And some of the women had to cover their nipples with fake latex versions of nipples to get around laws, which banned them from flaunting their boobs in some states. Others used little bits of tape when they did this.
Well, I'm all for equality. You know,
well, obviously,
I've always said level playing field for all.
So what are you suggesting with this? Are you behind these women?
I'm saying go, girlfriends. I'm with you, sisters. You want me to walk around with my hairy bare chest out in support of you? I'll walk around with you. We'll all take our tops off and we'll protest together.
But you're just doing it to
one for all.
No,
you see, that's you're casting terrible aspersions over my character there. You're assuming that it's for that reason. It's not. It's because I want equal rights.
Yeah, you've never mentioned equal rights before.
I'm all about equal rights. I've always said, you know, one rule for one. One rule for everyone.
He's always said women should be able to walk around in public with their boobs out.
If Baz the Builder can walk down the main shopping street of a town with his top off, then so should Leslie, the lovely secretary, be able to walk down doing the same thing. I don't know, I'm just...
You've just used... Can I just stop you there? You just used my mother's name as an example.
And her occupation.
Lovely.
I meant your mum.
Right. You used my mother's name to talk about a woman walking down the street with their boobs up. I feel soiled by that, too.
I don't actually like men walking down the street. You know, if it's a hot day and you see, like, a lad with his T-shirt off, I just think, oh,
I think
wow.
It depends on the lad, doesn't it, Jude?
It's not that hot in this country that you have to literally take all your clothes off. Abroad, you know, if you're going to Europe...
Well, it's different there, isn't it?
Can I just stop you? Builders don't walk down the street with all their clothes off. They would get stopped by the police if they're walking around with all their clothes. I think what you've done abroad is been to a nudist beach by accident.
Yes, I did do. It's the same one as Graham.
Where?
We went to Maspalomas as well.
Why have you just said that on the radio?
Well, we weren't.
You two
out.
Have been to a nudie beach together.
Together, sorry. No. But we weren't out that we've been on the same one by accident.
What? You've both been to a nudie beach.
By accident.
What do you mean by
accident?
How do you by accident go to a nudie beach?
I had no idea it was a nudist beach until I saw all them naked men and women naked.
So you joined in?
Well, there was nowhere else to go.
What?
They have a McDonald's.
What did you do
well?
When you got there? You went to McDonald's naked.
No,
this is disgusting.
No, people were going in McDonald's completely naked.
And I didn't.
Did they provide seating? You could sit in and eat.
Absolutely.
Where some hairy German naked man had just been.
Totally.
Not just German people in there. There were all sorts of
Scousers. There was a token Scouser.
I never.
Jude was there too.
I can't believe you've just done that to me. That was not a conversation. That was not even a conversation for the office.
But there was nothing sexual in that. It was just like free.
I'm changed my mind. I've gone from supporting an all out, but an all out ban. This is a blanket ban on everyone has to be covered from head to toe, gloves, balaclavas, everything. I feel sick.
Right. Okay. When you went to the McDonald's, did you order a Big Mac?
No, I didn't.
No, because some of them people should have. What? I can't believe you just done that to me. What other national days should we have? Any ideas?
None.
Get in touch. 63103 to text us. Start your message with the word rock.
Just shoot for the stars. If it feels right, then aim for my heart.
Moves like Jagger, Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera on Rock FM. If you've just joined us, you've missed nothing to see here.
Can I ask a question?
No.
You know when you and Jude went to the nudist beach together?
No.
Where did you put your wallet?
No.
Did you wear a rucksack like that?
Well, there's plenty of crevices in which you can keep your wallet.
Oh, shut up.
You don't. Where'd you keep your hotel room key?
No, but you would have a bag.
Does he walk around with a rucksack on?
No, I didn't do that. No. Someone came over and talked to me. Oh, God, why are we even doing this? It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm
but
talking
think about what you're about to tell me. Do you want me to know? Do you want everyone to know?
Well, yeah, because it doesn't...
Okay, tell us.
I didn't do anything wrong. Okay. There's no wrongdoing on my part. Mm. Nothing illegal about it. It's completely legal. Has been for years. This old guy walked up to me, he's about 70, and started to have a conversation with me, and he had a rucksack on. He was completely naked, little Irish guy, and he went, "Hello, dear. Fiddly-dee."
It
was Louis Walsh.
Where else do you carry your factor 15?
Don't know.
To put it somewhere, don't you?
No. It's just a lot of people walking. You know, you've got a lot of Germans, and they love a bit of that. And they go on the nudist beach, and they walk down there, and then they're like, you know, because like Netto and Aldi are massive in Germany, so they just walk along the street completely naked. Sometimes they have a pair of Speedos on, which they take off when they get past the nudist sign, and they've got like a Netto carrier bag with all this. Oh, God.
A Netto nudist.
Oh, no.
We got a broken down van slowing things down on the M66 southbound. It's happened just before Junction 4 where it meets the M60 motorway at St Mr Island. It's just blocking the inside lane. Other than that, no big problems. More again for you in 15 minutes on Rock FM.
Well, there is a big problem, the fact that we've had this conversation for the last 10 minutes. It's 8:01. Wednesday, 24th of August, and now the latest news at Rock FM. Here's Aileen O'Sullivan.
Camelot Theme Park in Lancashire is at the centre of a health and safety investigation today after a 12-year-old schoolboy fell from a ride. The youngster appears on their page. Weather today, a dry start, but showers setting in through the morning, heavy at times too. Highs in Freckleton of 16 degrees. With the news for Lancashire, I'm Aileen O'Sullivan.
So, car insurance.
Pet
jet. Well,
discount applied against your premium, subject to minimum premium.
Lady Gaga, The Edge of Glory on Rock FM, 8:08. All right, this is Graham and Jude on a Wednesday. Rock FM breakfast with Graham and Jude. It's the 24th of August. Depressing. If you are a school child, you'll know that you're going back to school in about a week or so. Says you're right for having 6 weeks off. I mean, these teachers probably aren't too happy either. A dry start, but showers setting in throughout the morning, heavy at times. Highs of 16. Gaddafi's still on the run. We got some help from the people of Lancashire yesterday as to where he is.
We know where he is.
Where is he?
Well, he's not here, is he?
No, well, find out in a couple of minutes. Rock FM breakfast with Graham and Jude. Rock FM. We had some, actually, I'm maybe going to hand over the coordinates of some targets in Lancashire to NATO so that they can airstrike some places. That's not a very nice thing to do, is it, really?
No, it really isn't.
We would rather NATO did not airstrike Lancashire and take our locations as to where Colonel Gaddafi is particularly seriously. But that's coming up in a few minutes. First, though, this is Chris Brown, Beautiful People on Rock FM. Everywhere, Wednesday morning, 24th of August. This is Graham and Jude at Rock FM at 8:13. Rain expected later, some of it heavy with a high of 16 degrees. So yesterday on the show, we tried to do a bit of a service for the government, basically, because obviously Colonel Gaddafi, the game is up. Hand yourself in. If you see Colonel Gaddafi, do let the government know. Yesterday, we were asking if you'd seen him knocking about anywhere. Today, he's all over the news. He's done one of his mad phone calls that he does to one of his TV stations and said, I will not hand myself in. Martyrdom or victory? Well, it's probably going to be martyrdom, isn't it? Because I don't think victory is very possible right now. Anyway, you lot rung in yesterday with your spottings of Colonel Gaddafi. He appeared in some very strange locations yesterday.
Yeah, I've just seen Colonel Gaddafi. He was on the McDonald's drive-thru at Ewood near Blackburn, getting a double sausage and egg McMuffin meal.
He was planking on the Clitheroe Accrington. To dine just as you pull off.
Yeah.
His usual green camo, you know, trying to blend in with the countryside and such.
Colonel Gaddafi's just been at Village Kitchen in Standish for jam on toast.
Oh no, jam on toast? Well, he's just had a sausage egg McMuffin. What is he doing?
He was actually driving a Mini, and he had two girls in the back as well.
One of them girls in the back may be part of Colonel Gaddafi's crack all-female security team. Are you aware of this? Armed to the teeth. Voluptuous. And all of them untouched and unflowered ladies. He travels with them in a tent. He shouldn't be difficult to spot. If you see him at a drive-thru. Call us if you spot him. It's vital that you get in touch. Past eight. What's going on?
We still got a broken down van this morning. More again for you in 15 minutes on Rock FM.
Aircheckdownloads.com.